Hi, Young Living. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff.
And I'm Caroline Foster, your convention co-host. Every day this week, we'll be sharing the highlights of convention with you on Drop of Inspiration.
These are the moments that make convention special, that capture the spirit of Young Living and the energy of convention.
So whether you're at convention or at home, tune in for our short updates each day.
There's no doubt Young Living members are some of the most caring and generous people in the world. And there's no place this holds truer than at our convention each year.
Appropriately positioned right at the heart of the convention expo, the foundation booth is where the main action takes place.
For the first time ever, visitors to the booth had the opportunity to speak with representatives from our projects and partner organizations, including Hope for Justice, Soul Hope, Healing Faith Uganda, Rebuild Nepal, and the Young Living Academy.
They graciously took the time to answer our questions and tell us about their experiences uplifting, serving, and empowering people through the foundation.
Here to tell us more about it is Director of Global Philanthropy, Greg Larson.
We have people here with whom you can engage and ask your questions and get to know those partnerships and our projects so that you know when your donation for whatever gift it is that you're choosing here at one of these tables, that your donation is going to these people, these entities, these projects, and you can hear the stories and the impact that it is.
I'm Carrie Segner with Healing Faith in Uganda. For me, it was very personal. Our heart went out to all the moms that we were meeting who had lost children or had very sick children from malaria. Our youngest, who was at 2 at the time, was infected with malaria. And as a mom holding him and just seeing his weak body, we were able to catch it early on. We were able to get him the treatment he needed, and we knew, you know, he was going to be okay. But it's just such a scary thing to hold your child in your arms, and you want to do everything you can for them. And luckily, we had the ability to do that. We were, you know, have a lot of privileges that we've been given in life, and we didn't want a mother to have to hold her child and watch them die just because based on where they were born in life and what they had access to. So that was our personal connection, our why. People here in America really can make an impact. And I know often, especially when you're donating online and you wonder where that goes. What am I really doing anything? Such a little bit goes such a long way. And I can give firsthand account of what the foundation, what members have been able to do to impact malaria in Uganda. And I only see that getting a larger impact of lives there, of children, saving children, of helping those moms not to have to face those tragedies. And so it really is making a difference. And I just want to encourage people from a firsthand account to know that when they donate.
So my name is Drew Colley. I'm the executive director of Soul Hope, and I live in Jinja, Uganda. Back in 2010, my ex-wife came across a video of a YouTube video of a jigger removal clinic. And jiggers are a parasite, but they're not chiggers. They're not like what we have in the States. It's much more serious than that. But she came across this video, and it really broke her heart, and she's really the founder of Soul Hope.
Cool. Now, I know you guys work with a lot of local people. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we have a little over 50 people on staff, 50 Ugandans on staff, that work everywhere from tailors and shoemakers that make the shoes that you guys, a lot of Young Living distributors, cut at shoe cutting parties when the worldwide shoe cutting party happened last November. And so tailors, shoemakers, we have doctors, nurses, social workers, and just several other people that make up the team. So it's Ugandans helping Ugandans. There are a few Americans there that help facilitate things, that help the way that things flow, but primarily it's Ugandans helping Ugandans.
I am Callie Hendrickson, and I'm the office administrator for Hope for Justice here in the United States. So this is important for a number of reasons, but because it infringes on human rights, and we call it modern day slavery, because when you talk about slavery, a lot of people kind of think that's over, but it's not. And there are several forms, specifically with sex and labor trafficking. And this is beyond, it's a social justice issue. It's all kinds of issues and categories. And so we want to provide that freedom from slavery. And we want to do that in our lifetime, in our generation. And it's possible. And it's just important because people deserve to be free. And that's why we do this, because freedom has no boundaries and shouldn't have boundaries.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys accomplished that?
So we start with the program where we can identify victims. We often work with authorities, we work with people in the medical field, things like that, so that we can instruct and teach on how to identify potential cases of trafficking. And then what we also do is provide educational resources to communities to be able to do that as well. Then once that is done, we have the rescue process. We're attempting to follow through with prosecutions, and we have in the UK. And then in the Cambodia, that restorative process in order for us to be able to restore their lives and get them integrated back in the community.
Yeah, so the Young Living Academy, which is found in Chongon, Ecuador, it was established back in 2009. It started with 40 students and is now up to 350 students. We've had two graduating classes, and this will be our third class in March of 2018. So what members can do here at convention is actually come and see children who are new to the school who need a sponsor. So you can come and choose your child to sponsor, and it's only $75 a month. You can team up with your team members to come up with that amount, but really we're trying to help these kids gain an education there at the Young Living Academy in Ecuador. It's amazing. So education equals choice, right? If I don't have knowledge, if I don't have understanding, I really don't know that I have a choice. Now, living in Ecuador is a beautiful country, and they have an amazing economy, amazing people. Where these children live is in Chongon, which has fewer resources, fewer options. And so what the academy has done is opened up eyes and understanding and given them the ability to earn that choice, if you will, through an education. So it's tremendously important, because not only will it help them have an education, it will also then spur their own economy and their community, right? As they grow up and they have the education, they go on to university, they can then come back and give back and continue to go forward. So it's all about creating a cycle and creating opportunity and choice for these young kids.
Don't forget about Rebuild Nepal, Young Living's effort that was started after the 2015 earthquake destroyed many homes in the country, devastating families and leaving them without adequate shelter. Spearheaded by Young Living founder and chairman of the board, D. Gary Young, Rebuild Nepal raises money and organizes local contractors to rebuild these homes, along with two schools in the area. To help us accomplish this and supply more than 50 jobs to unemployed locals, we've set up a brick-making plant in the area. In addition to these representatives, the foundation booth features a fashionable selection of the latest foundation swag, including baseball t-shirts, hats, and even kids-sized t-shirts, plus beautiful items directly from Ecuador, Cambodia, Uganda, and Nepal.
We have all of our projects around the world represented. We have an opportunity for members to donate and see and receive a gift for their donation. And what we're trying to do is get every member who's attending the International Grand Convention to donate up to $80. By doing that, we'll actually have raised $2 million by the end of this week.
One way members can donate is by entering a drawing for three shiny motorcycles that were donated by one generous member. Greg tells us a little bit more.
Scott Schuler, one of our Royal Crown Diamonds, he and Gary, they have a really good relationship. They've developed that over the years. And Scott saw Gary's vision for Nepal, and he wanted to do something. He wanted to raise awareness and raise the funds so that we can continue. A house in Yarsa, Nepal costs about $5,000 to completely construct. So Scott has a goal of raising $100,000 during convention so that we can get another 20 homes, secure another 20 homes built. So months ago, he said, you know what? I'm going to ride my motorcycle. I love my motorcycle. I love riding. And I'm going to ride it across the country and raise awareness about what we're doing in Nepal. And by the way, if you happen to sponsor me and donate, even better. Let's do this, right? So he made that commitment. And then all of a sudden, other guys who knew him said, I'm in. Another lady said, I'll ride with you. So we ended up with 16 riders riding their bike from Canada, Minneapolis, all over the United States, joining together and riding into the farm the other day. The best thing that came about it, though, is we have three motorcycles that have been donated to the Young Living Foundation that are being raffled off. So not only did he want to ride his bike and raise money, but he actually donated the bike he rode in on, and it's now a Young Living entity that we're giving away with this raffle. It's awesome. So the drawing's simple. All you have to do is visit us here at the expo or at the farm or at our tailgating party Friday and Saturday night, and you can purchase a ticket and it'll get dropped in. For $5, that's one ticket. $25 is six, and it goes up from there, and that's your opportunity. If you're choosing not to donate, that's okay. There is a way to do that without purchasing. Just talk to us when you get here, but we'd really appreciate any donations you'd like to give us. It's going to be an amazing opportunity.
And the best part? Because Young Living covers all operational costs, 100% of all donations and purchases at the booth will go directly to our carefully selected projects and partnerships.
You still have one more day to visit the Foundation booth and enter to win one of these awesome bikes, and more importantly, to make a difference in the lives of children around the world. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for our final podcast and an update on how much we raised together. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration today. We can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Be sure and subscribe on your favorite podcast app and share with a friend. Join the conversation and get more info at youngliving.com/podcast.